Welcome to Hearsay on the Air, episode 110, the final episode.
We love to make great products.
Our mission is to make the world more open and connected.
Google's mission is to organize.
Yahoo is about
I'd like to let Macintosh speak for itself.
Now, the research program that I was trying to describe
more difficult inventions.
Around the clock, America's peace of mind.
More than 20 years ago, the radio was ready.
Coming to you from our world headquarters in San Francisco, welcome to Hearsay on the Air. I am your host, Victor Gaxiola. Well, they say that all good things must come to an end, and unfortunately, the same is true for the Hearsay on the Air podcast. And so I really wanted to use this time to provide with you some of the big lessons, some of the big takeaways after we've had 109 episodes, the opportunity to interview not only our own people here at Hearsay, but some of our customers, thought leaders in the space, and occasionally, you know, a few surprises. So as part of this experience, there are three main takeaways that I'd like to share. The first one is technology takes time. It really takes time for it to take a hold of your organization, to really start making changes within your organization. And I always tell people, please do not be discouraged if you're not seeing the types of results you expect right away. We often use the analogy that good technology is almost like getting a gym membership, and you got to work out and you got to be disciplined before you see any results. And the same thing applies to social and digital and mobile use of technology, especially in the financial services space. So that is something that we have seen, and it's been consistent across the board. The second takeaway is that it takes a village. The effective use of technology and the ability for people to really use it in the way it should be used is going to require a number of different resources. And as we've seen in some of the interviews with our customers, the most effective ones, the ones that are showing us best practices and are showing us that they're maturing and really moving forward and leading the charge, are those that have been able to engage multiple stakeholders within their organization to not only understand the value, but then to amplify and communicate the value across all different levels. So technology takes time, but it also takes a village. And then finally, the third thing, and this is the one challenge that I continue placing in the financial services industry, is keep evolving. Disrupt yourselves, because the fact is that if you do not disrupt yourselves, someone else will. And so take charge of your own technology, take charge of your own evolution, and move forward. So those are the three things. I told you I would keep it brief, but those are my main three learnings as I've interviewed countless guests, our own staff, and of course, thought leaders in the space. So to that end, I want to take this opportunity to thank my previous host, including Ronnie, Eli, and Alyssa. I'd like to thank all of our guests who have been a part of the show. It was their content that made this show. All I did was try to extract their thought leadership to be able to share and amplify to all of you through this medium. I also want to thank Hearsay Systems, and very specifically our senior leadership group, for their continuous support and ongoing support of not only the creation of this show, but by the same token, sometimes being a guest, but also encouraging us to continue using this medium to share long-form content in what I think is probably the best medium to do this, where you take the least amount of time from your listeners. So I know many of you are probably listening to this as you're doing something else, and hopefully I've been able to add to that workout, or add to that walk, or add to that time that you're commuting on a train or a bus, or sitting in your car. Hopefully this show has helped inform you, but at the same time, it's helped entertain you. Which brings me to the final thank you. And that is thank you to you. Thank you to you, the listener, for bringing me into your home, your car, you know, your workout, or while you're walking the dog. And that hopefully, like I said, we've been able to inform and entertain you throughout the process. And so for the final time, my name is Victor Gaxiola. I am the host of Hearsay on the Air, and I want to thank you once again for listening, and I hope to catch you somewhere down the road in the future. Take care.